Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Denver. This is a Doug Loves Movie mini boner ep coming to you from a hotel room in the Big D, Colorado, after a stand-up show at the Comedy Works. And my guest on that show and in this room is Graham Elwood.
Hello.
What kind of car are we driving, Graham?
We are not in a car. We are in a hotel room, buddy.
We did not rent a car for this engagement.
No.
Because once you're in downtown D, you're good.
You're set. You just take a taxi cab, get your flat rate $55 cab ride from Denver International, and bing bang, you're right downtown Big D.
Yeah. And
doubled on.
You just run around in the fucking snow.
Yeah, it was snowing today when I flew in. I'm amazed my flight was not canceled.
That was bizarre. That was an act of God shit.
I got in on, like, a little early. Everything was fine. It was crazy.
Well, since I last spoke and you listened, I did a panel on on past and future guest Anthony Jeselnik's Comedy Central show, The Jeselnik Offensive. With the other panelist was past and future Douglas Movies guest Brian Posehn, and it airs this Tuesday night, March 12th, and the show is appropriately named. It is very Jeselnik.
They taped that in L.A. or New York?
It's a Los Angeles program. Brody Stevens did the warm-up.
Nice.
And it's a really good show. I like the show, and then getting to be on it with Brian and sit there and, like, the first topic is that it looks like they've been able to cure AIDS in babies. So that's great news, especially if you want to then do 5 minutes of babies with AIDS jokes.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't want to? So, yeah, we went off. It was so much fun. It'll be really interesting to see what gets on the air, because we said a lot of really, really horrible things. Speaking of things that are horrible, Graham, there are people out there that on iTunes and other places where you can write how you feel about this podcast have been, it's only a few people, but it gets to you, makes you think about it. There's a few people that are just like, the short episodes, the mini episodes are stupid. All you do is tease us by talking about what happened at something you did, or you just play a little part of something, and we don't get to hear the whole thing. And blah, blah, blah. So I just wanted to, be on the record of saying that they're very clearly labeled, so don't listen to them.
Yeah, you're stupid if you can't figure that out.
Yeah, it's, you know, if it's less than 40 minutes long, the episode, then it's probably something like this. And if it says something like hotel room or rental car or Cine Family.
Right, then that's pretty, then you got it.
You know what it is.
You know what's going on.
You know what you're getting. Those Cine Family shows, I love playing that first part for people just because, you know, only 100 or so people get into Cine Family and, you know, it's neat that I get such great guests and we all have such a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We have fun, and I'm trying to share it.
We do have fun, Douglas.
Yeah, and these mini episodes are also, they're very plug heavy because I don't want to spend a lot of time doing plugs in front of my guests on the podcast when I have guests.
Right.
And an audience and everything. And, I mean, I still do them, but I can do more on these because this is more like people that really actually want to know exactly when I'm coming to their town will listen to this.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard. You don't want your whole Twitter feed to be nothing but promos, but mine sure is lately because I've got a lot of shit going on.
A lot of business happening.
Like, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Portland, Oregon. Helium Comedy Club has agreed to let me do a Doug Loves Movies taping at 4:20 on Saturday, March 30th, along with the previously announced 4 stand-up comedy shows. So bring your name tags to the stand-up shows, because we'll definitely play Leonard Maltin game with my support act, who is sitting right here.
Hello.
It's going to be you. I guess that's always a giveaway when we say that you're going to do stand-up with me, and that it's also Doug Loves Movies, that you will be on Doug Loves Movies as well. But I've got some good stuff cooking, man. For that show, I've got a guest that I think people will be very excited to see, and then I've got some interesting prospects in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Walking Dead isn't shooting right now.
Well, hello.
So that's sad, because yes. I would take any fucking actor from
Walking Dead. Oh, that show's so great, man.
I love it. Especially Norman Reedus would be a great Doug Loves Movies guest. We know, of course, that his brother, Merle,
yeah,
Michael Rooker, was an amazing Doug Loves Movies guest. So, anyway, there's other stuff going on in Atlanta. If you live there and you're smart, you probably know about it. Or if you're dumb. It's not necessarily. It doesn't mean you're smart if you know what films and movies are being shot in and around Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We got some options. We'll be at the Punchline with that Doug Loves Movies on March 24th, and we'll be at, like I said, in Portland on March 30th. It'll be a fun Doug Loves Movies, also at 4:20. And another reason I like to do the mini episodes is to throw in more attempts at comedy for people to enjoy, like doing a tweet relief, tweets about movies, at Delorium for Sale, who I think also did a Leonard Maltin category recently, because that's a weird name, the Twitter name that I remember. Anyway, Delorium for Sale tweeted, "Oz the Great and Powerful is like a beautiful woman. Looks great, but has no substance, and James Franco is in it." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. And another thing we can do is play an audience favorite or listener favorite. Like, there are people out there that get disappointed when I'm playing Build a Title less frequently on the show.
It's a great game.
It's a really fun game, but I play it only on episodes where we have a lot of time or the guests are going to understand what the fuck I'm talking about. Because when I just spring it on people, it's really hard to get behind. So I just went on Twitter moments before we started this hotel room mini boner shorty, and I typed in there, please send me some starter tartar suggestions. And since we're in Denver, the Mile High City, and this person's a smart ass, at B.S. Salinas, it's a young lady, I believe, suggested that we do a build a title with Super High Me. Or maybe we should do Greatest Movie Ever Rolled. That one's doable, right? Well, Rolled. There aren't any movies that start with Rolled.
No, I don't think
so. Old, I guess you could get away with.
Sure.
Old Man in the Sea or whatever.
Well, stop.
Old Gringo.
We got it.
Old Hogs.
You're ruining it.
Old Hogs? What was that one called?
Old Hogs? Hey, you guys remember Old Hogs?
Hey, speaking of hogs, before we do this, I almost forgot.
Nice cock.
We have to recap what happened tonight because I fucked up. And
oh, god damn it. That was so fun.
We had such a fun Leonard Maltin game at the stand-up show today, and Graham picked a young lady from the audience named Andrea, who had a huge Mr. and Mrs. Smith poster and changed it so it said Brad and Andrea instead of Angelina.
Because her husband's name is Brad, and yeah. They are the Smiths.
Yeah, and so now they're Brandria. And but she came up on stage, and the Leonard Maltin game went thusly. We'll try to paint a picture for you. The category that she chose was called Reservoir Hogs, and that's movies where a Reservoir Dogs actor shows off his dong in another motion picture.
Mm-hmm.
Movies with a Reservoir Dogs actor's dong. So already your heads are reeling. Like, when did we see Steve Buscemi's dong?
Yeah.
When did we see Tim Roth's dong? Did we see it when he was raping in that Scottish movie? John Roy. What was it called? Oh, John, yeah. Roy.
John Roy. The comic? John Roy.
John Roy. It's a movie about Tim Roth played John Roy.
Yeah.
And his crazy, crazy rapes that he did. Anyway, I'll put that in the corrections department on the next one. John Roy movie. My point was, what was my point, Graham? That the weed is great in this town.
So she picked Reservoir Hogs.
She picked that category, and she also had In Theaters Now and another category to choose from. Oh, Emmanuel Lewis, it's his birthday today.
Of course.
And so
we're celebrating it in a hotel room.
That would have been fun if
walking around going, what you talking about, Willis?
That's the wrong person. It would have been a fun category to do. Maybe, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to save it for tomorrow. And okay. maybe somebody will pick it tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe some wise ass on the show will think that. Because Emmanuel Lewis hasn't been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I think that's sort of self-explanatory.
Yeah, but there's one that he was in that, like, if it got played, it would be fun. So I'll try to force it. I'll keep it as a category, even though it won't be his birthday. I'm going to keep it as a category until somebody picks
it. But anyway, Brandria picked, she did a movie in negative one names, and I could.
She said, well, yeah, I said the clues. Let me just, I won't fuck up the recording this time, but let me just give you what the clues were and stuff so people can vicariously, and the people who hate this on these episodes can just be seething right now. 1993, haunting, unpredictable tale of love and sex, and then I also said that it won for best screenplay at the Oscars.
Yeah, 1993.
Yeah, 1993. 3.5 stars from Leonard.
She did negative one out of the gate.
And she goes, yeah, 8 names. She goes, no. I go, how many names can you get it in? And there's a little silence. And then Brad yells, negative one, baby! And I was like, what the? How could he?
Shut up.
What are you? Yeah.
Well, you don't know.
And then she goes, negative one.
And he goes, she's great at this. And she goes, and she was like, yeah, negative one.
Yeah.
They were crazy.
That was so cool.
I know.
This was one of the better ones for me to accidentally not record. So, so she goes negative one. And she's, you know, and then I explained that to the audience because I didn't even think we'd get into negatives.
Man.
And, and then she said the piano and Holly Hunter.
And I was like, I was sitting there, I think I was.
And
like,
then you took your dong out like Harvey Keitel, and you rat around and said that you were a bad lieutenant. I'm a bad lieutenant and I need to be spanked.
And I said, yeah, the wolf.
But she had a great sign, a great attitude.
And then they came up after the show and they were like, Graham, we're from Philly. We came to the Comedy Film Nerds show in Philly that you and Chris did. And I'm like, I'm so glad when people like that win. They're super fans. They're in town on vacation and just happened to find out that we were here performing and came to the show.
Yeah, so we've got to find out what her name is and, you know, work it out somehow in some city somewhere so that she beat you with negative one, so that means she qualifies for the Tournament of Champions.
She absolutely should.
She's in the Tournament of Championships now.
Yeah.
That lady.
Brandria.
Andrea. It was Andrea from Walking Dead. So, so that was really fun. That was fun. And so she's in the thing now. I'm writing it down. It's official. Lady from Denver that was visiting from
Philly.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
How can we do that? We're going to have to get you and some other people that are in the next tournament to just to wherever she can do it. You know, like, we'll work something out. Maybe she wants to, maybe her and her man want to come out to L.A. You know?
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting way for her to see the show for the first time, to be on stage.
Maybe we do it at the Los Angeles Podcast Festival, October 4th through the 6th.
That would be good. But we got to get, you know, we got to get her some people to compete against. And there's some great names in the hopper, but it's people that are also hard to nail down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a long tournament, you guys. So buckle in. March Madness is not an appropriate name for it. Okay. Several years
of
sadness. Sadness, we'll call it. All right, so you had some time to think, Graham. What would you add to Super Jaime?
Me, myself, and Irene.
Super high, me, myself, and Irene. Irene is going to be hard to build on. Incredibles. All right, so I got to say something blank super. The super. Oh, I know what I'll do. This won't make it too hard. In the soup. Hi, me, myself, and Irene.
In the soup?
In the soup.
What's that movie?
Just some stupid-ass movie. Take my word for it.
Oh, you're playing my game?
No, I'll tell you. It was a romantic comedy starring Saul Rubinek.
He was so great in rom-coms. All right, so what is it now?
It was kind of Woody Allen-esque, I think. It was kind of was that sort of thing.
Another Saul Rubinek vehicle? Okay. So I have in or...
Yeah, Irene. So good work there. Throwing a stopper down. Right? Because there's no movie called Irene somebody.
Irene.
So you just need something that ends in in.
Oh, yeah. The big in.
The big in? With Saul Rubinek?
Saul Rubinek, yeah. He plays a innkeeper in a snow lodge.
Oh, I thought you meant like the big in. Like, that's a big in. You know,
yeah.
That's, do you want to try another one?
Happy in.
Why are you doing this?
I stood around in the smoke session after the show.
You
got to
remember. You got to contact Kai. You got to remember the that, and this trips up people all the time, especially since it's not you're not seeing it. You know, I get to look at it while we're playing, but
racist.
It's, you know, there are words that where the last two letters are IN.
Oh, right.
That you can use.
Beginning.
All right, I'll give you an example that you can't use, and that is like pushing tin.
Right.
Pushing tin, the soup or high meat.
The tin men.
All right, we're done. We're done.
Do I get some plugs?
We're proving the point. We're proving the point that these are not worth listening to. We're making their case. Those 12-year-olds on the internet complaining
about free content. I'll be headlining in Bloomington, Indiana, the Comedy Attic, March 14th through 16th. And I will be headlining in Nashville, March 21st at the Zanies. And I will be headlining the Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon, March 28th.
And where can people see this all written down?
GrahamElwood.com.
Nice.
Where you can get links to my podcast, Comedy Film Nerds, as well.
Beautiful.
For all you people who come up to me after you and I do shows together and go, wow, I had no idea what you look like. I assume you understand how to use the internet. If you don't, if you're listening to this, you can Google and see photos and movies of me. And
I think you look like an accountant.
Tell me at the restaurant.
We sat next to a drunk lady at a bar tonight who just went off on Graham saying that he looks like an accountant, and he could not be dressed more like a fucking
surfer.
Surfer.
Yeah. That's how I dress.
Yeah.
And she's like, you don't look funny.
Yeah. Oh. Accountants wear a t-shirt with a fucking Target on the front and the long sleeves coming out of it and the puka shells.
Puka shell necklace and I'm tan.
All right, well. Okay, thanks for your humble brag, Graham.
I'm tan. Wasn't everyone on a cruise ship?
Fuck you, I'm tan.
By the way, 311 fans, you guys were great again. And everyone on the rock boat. I had so much fun on those ships.
Dude, I want to just go on ships and tell jokes on ships.
So fun.
That's what I want to do. Yeah. But yeah, we'll put more plugs in tomorrow, so.
Sure.
Yeah. And we got to do a Douglas Movies tomorrow here in Denver. And that'll be out very soon, along with episodes of all of our various podcasts. And as always,
me fucking up the recording of the Leonard Maltin game at the live show is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.